be in a seed stage to take maximum power from Baba. So these are first stages, churning yarn, chit-chat, subtle angelic stage, etc. But our final stage of yoga is thoughtless seed stage. And that's what our practice should be. Throughout the day, observe soul conscious stage, bodiless stage. And pay attention that we don't have negative thoughts, waste thoughts, impure thoughts. Because our purity will help in deep yoga. And so we need to be having purity in our thoughts, words, actions, relations, connection, etc. So they are mutual. Purity and deep yoga. More we have deep yoga, easier to imbibe purity. More of a purity, easier to go into the depth of yoga. So though dharana is third subject, still yoga and dharana are helping mutually each other. So in order to have that silence power, Baba said, yes, even if you get 1 second, 1 minute, fly. And that needs a lot of practice, or we may say control of the mind. Controlling power, ruling power. Our mind and intellect. So I have to see that I'm checking myself all the time. Where is my mind going? Are these useful thoughts or waste thoughts? Are they positive thoughts or negative thoughts? Secondly, deeper meditation relies on the stage of introvertedness. With body consciousness, we are extrovert, materialistic. But now, being soul conscious, we remain introvert. And creating disinterest in the whole world. Because extrovert people, they are interested in the whole world, material objects, etc. Extrovert people will be looking here and there and everywhere, judging, criticizing, commenting, comparing, etc. So as soon as they go to some place, they'll say, oh, this color is good or not good. these curtains are good or not, this furniture is good or not, matching of somebody's dress is good or not. So all sorts of external thoughts on external level about the dress and jewelry and window shopping and gossiping and all. So we have to see that we don't sustain those old sanskar. And no interest in the old world. Because we know what is the new world like. So if I have clear picture of new world and what Baba is giving me, compared to that, in this old world, nothing is interesting. Today's car or motorbike or electrical car or whatever they are nothing compared to our golden age helicopters or viman or aeroplanes. So if I know tomorrow what I'm going to get, what's the interest in this old world's motorbike or cars? So Baba says, use these facilities, but don't have desire to have one. Don't have your time or thoughts and energy for this scientific invention. So that's as my aim is to think about the maximum benefit of the time I have taken this time. Because in Sangam Yoga, I should be using my maximum time in imperishable income. Treasures of Jnana, powers, virtues, joy, happiness, bliss, I should be receiving through that silence power. So being introvert and having good concentration, because if I'm not interested in worldly things, I'll be able to focus my mind on Baba. Then my concentration will be good. Because if I am interested in anything, cooking, cleaning, eating, feeding people, then naturally I'll think, oh, what am I going to cook today? What do I like? What my family likes? What my friends like? So I'm thinking about cooking, spending a lot of time on cooking, etc. So, whatever we are doing, because karma yoga we have to do, we have to eat to in order to survive. So cooking is essential. But thinking a lot and focusing on just cooking, no. Meditate at the same time. Well, that is karma yoga. Whatever I'm doing, cooking, washing, cleaning, ironing, have aim that I am doing in Baba's remembrance and with love. Because sometimes some cooks especially those who are staying in family, say, oh, I have to do this tedious job every day. Mothers will say, oh, 3 meals a day, I have to cook. So they do the job, but feeling under pressure. No, if you have to cook, cook, but with love, make it Brahma Bhojan. If you are doing anything with love and Baba's remembrance, it will become Brahma Bhojan, otherwise tedious task. So we have to be karma yogi. We have to be economical. Because our valuable treasures are time, thoughts, relationship. And I have to see that I am not wasting any of them because of my old habits. Because some people are in the habit of spending a lot of time in social media, Facebook, chit-chat with the friends. And many times we think, okay, I'm doing service through Facebook. I'm keeping in contact with my friends, giving them gyan. But I have to check whether I'm spending more time in worldly chit-chat or jnani chit-chat. Are my friends really interested in jnan? Etc. So my time, thoughts, not think about other people. Not listen to other people. Not to talk about other people. So economize my all these subtle treasures. Naturally, we have to economize our money also, even words. Because if you can express something in one sentence, you don't need to speak 10 sentences. And giving jnana also, because sometimes I've seen some people give one lesson for 1.5 hours, 2 hours. Then also you have wasted your 30 minutes if you are taking 1.5 hours. If you are taking 2 hours, you have wasted 1 hour. Because intellect will concentrate only for 40 minutes. And that's why we say, okay, 10 minutes meditation, 30-40 minutes jnana, 5-10 minutes question answer, and finish your lesson. If they keep on asking questions, okay, say tomorrow's lesson or third lesson, whatever, next. Because sometimes people are curious. On the first lesson they may say, what birds and how many birds and what happens and this and that. So whichever things are coming in the second, third lesson, you don't need to answer them on the first lesson. In 60s, 70s, when we used to give the course, we said, no question. Write down your question. After 7 lessons, you can ask as many questions as you want. But nowadays, we do give some time, but not too much time. So the thing is, we have to economize. We have to have deep love for Baba. To have that good concentration, I must have deep love for Baba. Good relationship with Baba. And if you don't have love or relationship, experiment. Start thinking how much Baba gives us. If I realize how much Baba is giving me imperishable treasures, why wouldn't I love him? A child will love the neighbor if the neighbor is bringing every now and again a sweet, coffee or peppermint or chocolate or something. If neighbor is bringing every day he will be looking forward. Oh, uncle, uncle, what you have brought today for me? And Baba has brought heaven on his palm for us. So when we realize how much Baba is giving, apart from heaven, all the subtle treasures of jnana, love, peace, happiness, mercy, sweetness, cheerfulness, all the powers and virtues Baba is giving us. So why shouldn't we love such a father? And establish all relationship, mother, father, teacher, guru, friend, beloved. Then we will be detached from our laukic relations, because otherwise sometimes laukic relations pull us. We love our laukic relations more than alaukic or Baba. And so establish that deep relationship as compare your laukic relation how much they give. Sometimes they are nice with you, sometimes they are nasty with you, sometimes they say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't give you this because I don't have this. So even if they love all the time, still their capacity is limited. So they can give us limited time, money, energy and whatever we desire. So that's where we have to really have wisdom. Our knowledge should be in our intellect that how much Baba is giving us. And then naturally, we will have that sort of a love for Baba. So we have to have deep love for Baba and have my is only one Baba, no other. Complete detachment from body, bodily relations, possession, etc. That is a part of purity. But attachment is something which takes us away from deep relationship with Baba or love from Baba. So when there is this interest, when we renounce old habits, old sanskar, because first is disinterest, then renunciation. And first renunciation we have to do is our dear sleep. Because we love sleep, isn't it? And sometimes our old habit is, I go to sleep late. I can't wake up early in the morning. Old habit. So we have to see that we change our lifestyle. Early to bed, early to rise. And that will make us healthy, wealthy and wise. So do it gradually if you can't do suddenly. Some people can suddenly change waking up from 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock. But some people may take time. Okay, from 7 o'clock to 6.30 to 6 to 5.30 to 5 to 4 o'clock. So have that aim. And today only one of the sister was saying that in Madhavan she wakes up at 2:15 to 2 and has meditation from 2 o'clock to 4:30. Some people meditate from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, some from 3 to 5. So once you enjoy meditation, you will wake up early automatically, naturally. And many people, they have such desire and power, received to power at Amrit Vela, that they don't need alarm clock also. They just wake up. They can't sleep after 3 o'clock or 3:30, they must wake up. So that should be that deep love for Amrit Vela. And realize how much strength we can receive at Amrit Vela. Then the old habit of eating late, because if we are eating late, naturally our stomach is busy digesting and we are not fresh in the morning. So it is suggested earlier we eat, we can be light and wake up early. So we have to change little bit our old habits and not allow old samskar. Because sometimes we say, I get angry because this reason. So we give excuse to have our old sanskars. You say, they are doing like this. Circumstances are like this. That's why I got angry. But that is false excuse. It's my weakness, lack of tolerance powers, that I get angry and upset. And that's where we have to see that whatever situation is there, whatever people are around us, I have to see that I maintain my serenity, tolerance power, patience. Because if I'm patient enough, then I will give time to other people to change. Otherwise I say, I told once, I told twice, now I can't tolerate anymore. We take long time to change ourselves. But others, I told them twice, they must change. So that's what we have to see, that rather than looking at others, I have to see what is my weakness, that I am susceptible to subtle vices. and I should know subtle vices. Because we are so much used to body consciousness that during daytime we see our face in the mirror at least 10-15 times, whether everything is right or not. We are so much used to be extrovert that as soon as we see somebody, so what is their height? What is their color? What sort of hairstyle they have? So that drishti goes first, rather than thinking about this is the soul and looking at that virtues, we look at their external body and dresses and hairstyle and the color of the eye and all sorts of things. So that's where we have to see whether I maintain that soul conscious vision, not worry too much about my body. Because Baba says, have knowledge about your body, diet, etc. But not think too much. Because some body conscious people, they are so much worried about putting on weight or reducing their weight, that they have to weigh their food all the time, weigh the body all the time, measure the length and breadth of the body and BMS ratio and all sorts of things. So not to be too much worried. Be careful. Be knowledgeable. And whatever food doesn't suit you, don't eat. Rather than eating and then falling sick. But if you think, oh, if I eat salt, I'll be sick. If I eat sugar, I'll be sick. If I eat white rice, I'll be sick. If you think too much, you'll be sick, no doubt. So don't have negative attitude. So be careful, but not worried. Some people have desires. And Brahmans, they have desire of eating because Baba gives toli every day. So, like this toli, that toli, etc. In the old days, I used to find every time 3 meals a day, Brahmins will queue before toli department. After breakfast, lunch, dinner, they like to have sweet. So no desire. Whatever Baba provides in the morning after class, okay, have toli. But not all the time. Or no desire that, oh, I haven't had vada for a long time, I must eat it. Or I haven't had a cake for a long time, I should have it. Or not, I haven't had idli sambar for a while. So, no desire. Whatever given, usually, Baba is very caring. So here you'll be provided every day. One day, idli sambar, one day pasta, one day noodle, one day dhokra, one day upma. So they've got set menu. And on occasion, they know that you like gulab jamun ice cream, potato chips. So I think you are provided potato chips every night. And gulab jamun, samosa, this, that, Baba provides. So when Baba provides, you eat, but have no desire. Then next step is desire to travel around. That's a big desire for most of the Brahman. There are some Brahmans, whenever they come to India, they said, okay, let's go to Kashmir this time, let's go to Nepal this time, let's go to Banaras. Baba talks about the Shiva temple in Banaras. Oh, I should go to Somnath. Baba talks about this Somnath temple. So that desire, either tour in India or tour outside. In the name of service. That we want to do service. So, okay, this year I'll go to New York, next year London, next year Australia. They got all good retreat places. So let us go to those places and learn something, teach something, share something. And especially in India, any foreigners come, they treat them like prince, princess. Feed them nicely, take them around, give classes here and there. So they feel very much wanted and looked after. So main thing is, you have to be doing service, no doubt. But not having desire that I want to go here and there. Because even last week we said, try not to travel too much in India. But still some people had planned to travel here and there. Even today one sister said, oh, I haven't been to Kashmir. Have we sent her in Kashmir? I said, yes, we have sent her in Jammu. It's a main city of Kashmir. But I said, on the border of Jammu, Kashmir, there are so many firing and terrorists, and so many soldiers have been killed. So Kashmir, nobody should go. So the thing is, desire to go here and there is always there. So if you are good, they will invite yourself. You don't need to invite yourself. Because sometimes, no, Brahman invite themselves. Oh, I want to come to your country this year. And then they say, oh, I was invited by this country. So they are, I would say, dishonest. They invite themselves and they say, I was invited. So the thing is, we have to see no desire to wear new dress and latest fashion dress and having certain type of food or traveling around. And also subtle vices like carelessness. The careless people will be wasting their time, energy, money, etc. So we have to be careful about our subtle treasures. Money also, because we should be economical, not have, Baba says, your choice of everything should be middle class. Neither too update nor too cheap. Because if you buy any cheap things, you will have to regret later on because the cheap thing will not last long. So you have to be careful not to decorate your house with update furniture and curtain and all paintings and all. But at the same time, Baba's house should be clean, neat, tidy, and having powerful vibration. Because your powerful vibration of peace, silence will attract them. So main thing is we should not be lazy also. Because at times when Brahmins become old, no, they lose their zeal and enthusiasm of youth. In early stage, we are very enthusiastic. I must do this, I must do this. So they are motivated and do a lot of service. But after few years, they say, oh, these new people are very enthusiastic, let them do. I will relax and have comfortable life. So that attitude should not be there. Today, Rajni Ben was with Dadi Janki. And last 3 days, her health hadn't been good. So she had been lying. And Hansa Ben didn't allow her to come and sit in the front room where she meets and greets Brahman and visitors and all. So today Dadi says, no, I must go and do some service. I must go and sit outside. So they brought her outside. And within 10 minutes, 2 Brahmins came to see her. So she has such a desire to serve. So even if she is very sick, because I saw her on Shivratri, on 3rd March, we went to her room and she was burping all the time, ha, 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 was telling. And when she came for Baba's meeting, she was alert. She gave a good message without stopping. So the thing is, whenever she has service, she will be, Baba will help her to be right. So the thing is, if we have motivation to do service, we'll forget about our bodily health. No excuse that, oh, I'm not feeling well, I'm tired. Because lazy people have excuse. I'm tired. My body is not good. So, we have to see that we are alert and active and ready all the time. So as much as we accumulate power of silence, what will happen is problems, situation, obstacles will come in our way, no doubt, because we have to clear our karmic account, but we have power to overcome them. So we will not be afraid of obstacle, situation, or authority. And we will be successful, whatever situation is there. Because success is our birthright. And Almighty can do anything. So, we have to be beyond fear. No fear of death, no fear of criticism, defamation, no fear of losing anyone or anything or health. Because otherwise, people are afraid. If I do this, I may fall sick. If I eat this, I will fall sick. So that is fear. And the fear will bring the problem or situation. And so, you have to be positive. I'll be okay. Everything will be fine. Keep Baba as your companion. And you'll feel safe and protected. Have awareness, I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Shiv Shakti. And then it will be easy to face situation. Remind yourself, my memorial is Ganesh, destroyer of obstacle. Obstacle will come, but I will destroy it. So once we are knowledgeful and yogi, our stage will be stable, unshakable. So we have to see that we maintain our stage of equanimity. Situation will come, but I'll be all right. Everything will be good. Because when I'm in a knowledgeful soul, I know past was good, present is good, future will be better. So I won't worry about future, won't think about past. Full stop to past. So we have to be having these three dots pakka. Soul, Baba, and full stop to the past. Drama. Then, naturally, our yoga will be good. And we have to practice yogic stage all the time. Give your mind direction. Go to subtle region and see how many seconds it takes. Give your mind the direction, go to soul world and see how long it takes. So Baba says, have the habit of corporeal to subtle region to incorporeal world. Go through the five stages of cycle, five form. So we should practice this. And practice will make us perfect. And with that power of silence, we will be able to achieve our goal to become equal to Father. Perfect. All virtues. Complete viceless. 16 celestial degrees complete, completely non-violent, Maryada Purushottam. So follow the Maryadas, Srimat, because this Jnana is giving us logical explanation of everything, what we do, why we do, why we eat sattvic food, why we wake up early in the morning, why we wear whites. We know why we are doing all these things. So when we are knowing it, we do it with love. So it's not force that my mind is pulled by latest fashion dress and I had to lead a simple life of wearing white kurta pajama all the time or white sari and blouse all the time. So knowing why we are doing, how it helps in our spiritual progress, because spirituality is simplicity, purity, patience, humility, knowing all these qualities, we are able to imbibe them. So during meditation or silence also, have aim, which power I want to experience. If I'm short-tempered, accumulate power of tolerance, patience, spiritual love. Because if I love somebody, I will tolerate their weaknesses. So imbibe that power of tolerance, patience, love. And if I am developing that spiritual love for everyone, I will have controlled my anger, animosity, jealousy, attachment, many, many qualities. The basis is soul consciousness and spiritual love. If I love somebody, why should I be jealous about them? I'll be proud. Just as parents are proud that their children are doing very good in studies or sports or whatever it is, they are proud of their children and not jealous about their children. Similarly, if I think these are my brothers, sisters, and they have got some speciality, I would be proud of them. I will appreciate them rather than being jealous. And even if they are doing something, I will accommodate their weaknesses. And I will have to have good wishes and pure feelings for them. Because there are many stories. One sister was sharing the story, mother, her son was disobedient and she was not happy with that son. And he was, I think, taking drugs also. So sisters in the center advised, you have 21 days meditation. And all the time in meditation, tell, my son is good, you are free from all this wrong habits, etc. And at the end of 21 days, the son has changed. So the power of positive thought, good wishes, can help. And power of negative thoughts, oh, he's hopeless, he hasn't changed, how long he has been doing like this. If you think like that, he will never change. So, with powerful meditation, not only you change your own sanskar, but you are able to help sanskars of others. And right from beginning, we have seen, in the beginning, sisters had so much opposition from their lokis. But they maintain that study, yoga, and giving them positive thoughts, powerful thoughts, not feeling afraid. Because, you know, some sisters' husbands are very violent and all. And if that sister is afraid and having anger or fear, husband will never change. But if this sister has wives, if they are sending positive thoughts, good vibration, and thinking that this is Baba's child, my spiritual father, I am Shiv Shakti, then the husband will see them as goddess, Shiv Shakti, and not have impure vision. And there are so many stories how people have changed their lokics through yoga power, meditation, sending them yoga vibrations. So, difficult things easy, impossible becomes possible. And that's what the power of silence helps. And that's what we should now increase and accumulate a lot of power of silence, not just do anything as a routine. Because sometimes we, as a routine, have Amrit Vela, 6:30 to 7 a.m. meditation, evening 7 to 7:30 meditation. But when we are sitting in meditation, try to have powerful meditation. And that will help in accumulating a lot of inner strength. And you can be what you want. You can get rid of your all weaknesses, vices, etc. Om Shanti. So let us have powerful meditation for half an hour.